Every single school year, I think that we as teachers learn so many new things. And I think that also applies to every new calendar year. I don't know about you, but in the year 2022, I learned so many things about myself on both a personal and professional level. And what I want to do in the two-part series that's going to be coming up over the next 2 weeks is share 13.1 teacher truths that I learned this year that I am confident will help you both personally and professionally, and will pave the way for all the incredible things that are going to come for us in the future. Whether 2022 has been your best year to date or 2022 has been the train wreck that you didn't see coming, I am 100% confident that these 13.1 teacher tips, these 13.1 motivational messages that I'm going to share in the next two episodes are going to be exactly what you need to make sure that your heart and your head are in a perfect place to thrive during this new year. I am so excited that you are here with me, and this is going to be the perfect end to this calendar year and the perfect beginning to what is ahead for all of us. Let's get rolling.
There is awesome in every single school day. So here is the big question. How can teachers like us who love our job, love our students, and love being a part of education, celebrate awesome even more in our classrooms and learning communities? Where can we find teaching tips and tricks? Where can we find engaging stories and motivational strategies? That is the question, and this weekly podcast is your answer. So welcome to all my teacher friends. My name is Monica Genta, and I am so excited that you are here listening to this podcast, This Teacher Life.
I want to begin this episode with a lot of honesty. This year was not at all what I thought it was going to be. And I wonder if you are currently feeling that same sentiment. I feel like in the last part of the year, we start to reflect on all the things that have happened, both good and bad. The things that we've said and done that made both a positive impact and maybe had negative results. And during this reflection, we start to kind of summarize what has happened. And never did I think that 2022 was going to be one of my best years ever. And I say that with a lot of love in my heart, because I know that maybe you didn't have the best year of your life. My classroom this year has been very hard. Working in my school district this year has been very hard. In a lot of ways, professionally, it has been super difficult. So how can I tell you that this has been one of my best years ever? Because I made it that on a personal level. So many times as educators, we put everything before our needs. We put our students maybe before our needs, our schools before our needs, our own kids' needs before our needs, maybe the needs of our spouses or extended family before our needs. And we do that because we love people and we are passionate about others. But what I have learned over my 36 short years on this planet is when we put other people or other things ahead of the needs of ourselves, things start to crumble. So about midway through 2022, I was struggling big time. And I actively made the decision to start putting myself first. I cannot be a good teacher, a good sister, a good significant other, a good author, a good keynote speaker if I am not feeling great on an individual level. And one thing that I kind of let start slip slipping was my personal health, my personal wellness, my mental wellness. And I know that the thing that puts me back on track fastest is when I set a goal that is linked to some sort of physical challenge. Now, I know on this podcast, it's called This Teacher Life, but sometimes in these episodes, I tell you about things that are happening on a personal level as well. And some of you know how much I dislike running. I sometimes joke that for the past 7 years, I have run away from running. I used to be able to run a full marathon. I used to go on these 50 to 55 mile weekend long running adventures, but I haven't done that in the past 7 years. I literally ran away from running. The thought of running 1 mile a few months ago would have been just treacherous. It would have put a pit in my stomach. But because I was struggling so much with school and because I was struggling so much with like the state of education, I said, I got to do something. I have got to commit to doing something on a personal level. And so that is when I decided to start training for a half marathon. And I want you to know when I signed up for that half marathon, that 13.1 mile race, I hadn't run a mile in over a year. So that was a big and bold goal. But I said, I gotta say yes. And then I gotta figure out the rest. And when I said yes to a half marathon on July 1st, I knew that I was going to figure out the rest. And I also knew that it was going to be hard and it was going to be terrible and it was going to be a time commitment and it was going to be stressful. But I also knew if I put myself first, my mental health and my physical health was going to flourish. Therefore, I was going to become a better teacher. I didn't know when I signed up for that half marathon that my teacher life was going to start to crumble because I was going to be put in a new job, in a new curriculum, with a new subject, and a new co-teacher, and a new principal. I had no idea that that was on the horizon. But because I was challenging myself mentally and physically, I was prepared for those roadblocks. I was prepared for those hardships because I was already doing hard things. So what I want to do in this episode and the next week's episode is share 13.1 things that are teacher truths that I know will help you have your best year yet. Whether 2022 was a hot mess express or 2022 was your best year, similar to mine, how can we make next year even better? So let's get into the first 7 teacher truths. Now, these are going to all be an analogy to running, and whether you run or not doesn't matter because these apply to running, these apply to education, these apply to curriculum, these apply to being a passionate teacher, these apply to being a passionate parent and a passionate person in general. These apply to every area that we can find success in our lives. So the first thing that I want to share with you that I learned during my marathon training, tip number one, teacher truth number one is skip the song. Life is too short for bad music. Here's what I mean by that. When I was running, there would be times when a song would come on my AirPods and I'm like, I don't really like this song, and I would skip it so quick. And then another song would come on and I'd be like, nope, I'm not running to that one, and I'd skip it. I would double tap my AirPod and I would continue to skip the song until I found one that motivated me, that got me excited, that got me pumped, that got me cruising through those miles, because life is too short for bad music. So what's the song that you need to skip in your life? For a lot of teachers, you are finding yourself in a school district that is no longer a good fit. Is it time to say, I'm moving on because life is too short to be unhappy in this school district? Maybe it's not even that big. Maybe it's life is too short to be at this grade level. Life is too short to be teaching this shitty curriculum. Life is too short to constantly feel like I'm drowning in grading. Guys, there are always opportunities for us to be fist pumping. There are always opportunities for us to feel motivated and enthusiastic. And what I learned in my marathon training is, if that song wasn't working for me, there was a song just a few taps away that was gonna get me where I wanted to be. And I think that's true for all areas of our life. Life is too short to feel stuck on a song, and life is too short for you to feel stuck in a situation. There are things that we can do to get unstuck, and sometimes it's as simple as saying next and moving on. Now, here's another change. Sometimes it's not about skipping the song. Sometimes I learned during my running that it was about changing paths. There would be times that I would be running on bricks and I felt like I was gonna twist my ankle. Then there would be times when I would be running on this brand new, nicely paved concrete. And then there would be times when I would be running through rocky roads. There are all different types of paths out there. And sometimes we gotta change paths. And this is something that I'm not sure teachers are talking about enough. Because changing paths for us could mean changing careers. And on this podcast, I've talked about this a lot. I'm not the one who's being like, leave teaching. Teaching is a mess. You can do better. But I also know that sometimes we get stuck on a path and we don't know where to go. If you have started looking for jobs that are outside of teaching and you're like, man, I've always wanted to work in this field, or I've always wanted to try running my own business, or I've always wanted to work with my spouse because they need somebody as a secretary or a bookkeeper. Maybe it's not just skipping the song, but maybe it is changing paths. There were times that I would be running and I'd be like, I don't mind this brick road. This is kind of fun. This is keeping me like focused. And then other times I'd be like, man, I just want to get on a sidewalk. And then other times I would be running through the grass and I thought, okay, this is kind of nice. Our paths can change all the time. And here's the cool thing about life. Is if you do change paths and you go from being a classroom teacher to saying, hey, I'm going to be the office assistant at my brother-in-law's business. And you try that for a year and you're like, I miss teaching. I want to go back to my original path. You can do that. Changing paths, changing lanes doesn't have to be as hard as what we internally make it. Does it take a little work to switch lanes? Does it take a little work to change paths? Yes. But sometimes moving from the rocky road to that smooth concrete is exactly what we need for a short period of time, for that season of our life. So, friend, do you need to change paths right now? And maybe changing paths is actually you going from classroom teacher to instructional coach. Maybe it's you going from school counselor to being back in the classroom. Maybe it's you saying, I'm going to actually use my admin degree. I'm going to apply for that assistant principal position. I encourage you to look at the change and don't see it as scary. See it as something that can cause so much success in your life. My next thing that I learned during my half marathon training was we got to win the mornings. What I mean by that is my best runs over the course of the 4-month training that I did, my very best runs, the runs where I felt the best and felt so accomplished and so focused, those were in the mornings. My best runs were in the AM. And oftentimes that meant that I was getting up at 4:30 AM or 5 AM to do 5 miles, 10 miles, 8 miles before teaching for the school day. Did it feel good in the moment when my alarm clock was buzzing at 4:47 a.m.? No. Hell no. I didn't want to roll on out the bed. But when I would finally get home and would be done and would be sweating before school ever started, I was a much better teacher. Guys, when we win the morning, we win the rest of our day. And so I know that as teachers, we have a lot of on our plates. We got a lot of things that we got to do. Maybe it's laundry. Maybe it's unloading the dishwasher. Maybe it's working on a project for your kid. Maybe it's working out. Whatever those things are, you know, and I know, when we get home from school, we're freaking tired. We're spent because we pour our energy into our classrooms. And sometimes when we get home from school, we're not motivated to sweep the kitchen floor. We're not motivated to do the lifting workout. We're not motivated to go grocery shopping. So what can you do to win the morning every single day? What can you do to get on out the bed, check something off of your list, feel accomplished? Because when we are better in our headspace and mentally, do you know what that happens to our teaching? It gets better because we have already created morning momentum. And that makes a huge difference. The fourth thing that I want to share with you is how we have to constantly be high-fiving others. And I mean this both literally and figuratively. When I would be running in the mornings, and sometimes, if I'm being honest, I was running after school as well, or because I didn't roll on out the bed. But there were specific people that I learned their routines. There were people who I would see at 5 in the morning. There were people that I would see at 6 in the morning. If I ran after school, there were people that I would see at 4 in the afternoon or 5 in the afternoon. And I started to learn the people and their paths. And I loved cheering them on. I loved high-fiving others. There was one specific woman. She was my 4:30 in the afternoon gal. And she would always be wearing animal print leggings and big old Beats headphones. I don't know this woman's name. I don't know this woman personally, but I bet she was in her 50s or 60s. But she was living her best life, wearing animal print tights and massive Beats headphones. And this woman was literally power walking to the beat of her own drum. Her hips would be swinging, she would be dancing, she would be swinging those arms. This woman was burning extra calories just by the way that she moved. And every single time I crossed paths with this woman, we would give each other these massive high fives as if we were best friends. She would be walking in one direction, I'd be walking in the opposite, and we'd be being like, "Woo, great job," and we would cheer each other on, and we would literally give each other a high five. Again, I have no idea who this woman is. I don't know where she lives. I don't know her name, but we were cheering on strangers. And I want to ask you, how often are you cheering on strangers? How often are you cheering on people who are in your own hallway? How often are you literally clapping your hands and high-fiving and celebrating the staff in your school? Whether it's your teacher BFF or not, whether you like that person on a personal level or not, there is always room for us to high-five each other and encourage each other along the way. Teaching is a hard job. Training for a half marathon, for a full marathon, for a 5K, it can be a hard thing. But you know what gets us going? That high five from that stranger always caused me to run a little bit faster. It always put a smile on my face. Sometimes what we forget about is in order to cheer people on, we don't have to agree with everything that they say or do. We don't have to agree with their teaching style. I know nothing about that woman that I was high-fiving on a personal level. I don't know if I agree with her life choices. I don't know if I agree with all of the things that she thinks or does. I don't know, but it doesn't matter because in that moment, we had each other's backs. And sometimes as a school, we feel like, man, I gotta agree with everyone. I gotta like every policy. I gotta believe in the things that every teacher in my school is doing. You don't. But I do think that we have to high-five each other. I do think that when we cheer each other on, it makes a big difference. The next thing I want to share with you is that sometimes we are afraid of our own shadow. What do I mean by that? Well, I learned that, especially when I was running in the morning, the street lamps in my community were still on. It was so dark outside, the street lamps had to be on, otherwise it was pitch black. And because of the way that I was running and the way that these street lamps were shining on me, there would be times when I would get nervous because I'm by myself outside running in the early morning and it's really, really dark. And I would feel like, oh my God, somebody is behind me. Somebody's behind me. Somebody is like creeping on me. And I would catch the vision of that person in my peripheral vision. And I would whip around so fast only to realize that the thing that scared me was my own shadow. Nobody was behind me. Nobody was chasing me. Nobody was trying to get me. I was being my own worst enemy in that moment. I was fabricating that something was there and it wasn't. Do you know when else I do that sometimes? In my teaching, in my classroom, and I wonder if you do too. How often are we our own worst enemies? That we believe that other teachers are talking about us because our bulletin board isn't quite as good. That we believe our principal is upset with us because they didn't say a whole lot when we passed them in the hallway. That we believe that parents are frustrated with us because their kid has a D. When in reality, the parent's not mad at us, they're mad at their kid. When in reality, the principal isn't upset with us, they were focused on something else. When in reality, the people down the hall do not care about your bulletin board. In fact, they would be happy to do your bulletin board for you. Sometimes, especially when we're having a hard time, we become our worst enemy. We believe that somebody is chasing us, that somebody is behind us, trying to get us. But do you know who's behind us? Do you know who's the one who's creeping on us? It's usually our inner voice. Don't be afraid of your own shadow. The thing that is chasing you is often your own mindset. A really hard lesson, but important lesson that I learned this year, and it's the sixth thing that I want to share with you in this episode, is don't let a rock in your shoe turn into something more. There were a few times during my training that I would get the tiniest pebble in my shoe. Like I could feel it moving around. Like it wasn't in my sock, but it was stuck between my shoe and my sock. And every step that I would take, I would just kind of try to jostle it just a little bit so I wasn't feeling it every single time my foot hit the ground. But I would never stop for it because it was just this tiny little rock. It wasn't causing me to run slower. It wasn't causing me any pain in that moment, but it was changing my gait a little bit. And every single time that I would get home from these runs and rocks would be stuck in my shoe, I would finally take my sock off and realize I have all of these tiny little blisters on my foot. Nothing big, but all these tiny little annoying blisters. That was not good for the moment, and that was not good for future runs. Teacher friends, don't let tiny rocks in your shoe turn into something more. What I mean by that is don't let one bad lesson that you taught yesterday turn into a week-long pity party, being like, oh, I messed that up, and now I'm behind. And don't let those things fester. Don't let one rough parent phone call stop you from making future phone calls in the future. Don't let one mistake that you made. You calculated a problem wrong on the board, and now you're letting that one mistake cause you to have zero confidence in your classroom. Don't let small things turn into big things. When we let rocks stay in our shoe, eventually what happens is those compound into something much bigger. Something that was a pebble turns into a boulder. And I don't know about you, but it's a whole lot easier if I would have just stopped, taken my shoe off, shook that rock out of my shoe and kept going. Just like you, if something goes bad, just take a second, take a deep breath, have a quick cry, feel the feelings, do the emotions, and then move forward. That is going to cause you to win every single time. The last thing that I want to share in this episode, and remember it's a two-part series, is this. Idea number 7. Teacher truth number 7 that I think is going to help you have your best year yet is this. Sometimes we just got to lean in and get in the zone. There were mornings when I would look at how many miles I would have to run and I'd be like, I got to run 10 miles today. I got to run 7 miles today. And I would start calculating how much time that was going to take. There was one time when I was like, I gotta run 12 miles today. I could literally watch the entire movie Titanic in that amount of time. I am going to be running nonstop for the same amount of time that I could watch Rose get on the RMS Titanic, fall in love with Jack, awkwardly lay on that door in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean, and then drop the heart of the ocean into that ocean when she's an old lady. Like, that crossed my mind. But do you know what always got me through those runs? Leaning in and getting in the zone. Another way to say that was stop overthinking this, Monica. Stop comparing. Just go out and do it. And I think we got to do that as teachers sometimes. Sometimes we just have to look at the curriculum. We got to look at the scope and sequence. We got to look at what's ahead and just say, okay, I'm going to get it done. It's going to be hard. It's going to be time consuming. It might not be what I would choose to do. This might not be the curriculum that I would choose for myself. But I believe in my abilities enough. I believe in who I am as a teacher enough to lean in, to get in the zone, and to get it done. Sometimes we just have to trust that we are excellent at what we are committing to. And when we say that, we can convince ourselves until it becomes a truth. Did I believe at the beginning of this I was a good runner? No, I felt like I was a slow runner. I felt like I was a clumsy runner. I felt like I was a poser almost. But every single day that I got up and I leaned in and I got in the zone, I got a little bit better. And I want you to know that you're doing that too. Whether you've been teaching for 1 year or 25 years, every single time you teach, every single time you commit to something in education, you are learning something, you're getting a little bit better, and that is making a huge impact. Running and teaching have a lot in common. And even if you're like, Monica, I hate running. I could never see myself running. I want you to know that when I was in elementary school, if you would have told me, Monica, at some point in your life, you're going to run a full marathon, and then you're going to run a 55-mile race, and you're going to be in your mid-30s and be having this like moment of crisis, and you're going to be like, I think I'm going to run 13.1 miles for fun, I would have said you are absolutely nuts. My body cannot do that. My mind cannot do that. That does not sound like fun. Even in my 7-year hiatus from running, when I ran away from running, I would see Instagram posts, or I would see bloggers, or I would have probably even seen the title for this podcast and avoid it and be like, God, these people who run for fun, these people who exercise for fun, they're nuts. And I want to be really clear. I don't think running is this like, oh my God, it's so fun. I just really enjoy it. I don't. But I love the benefits of it. And I love the benefits when we as teachers say we're going to do something, we're going to commit to something, we're going to go all in on something, and we see huge impacts. These 7 teacher truths apply to every area of our lives, both personally and professionally. And this is just the first half. Next week, I'm going to be dropping the final tips, and I have a point one. So next week, there are 6.1. We did the first 7 in this episode. We've got 6.1 more tips coming next week. And I'm just going to be honest, I have saved the best for last. So I don't know where you're at on your teacher journey. Maybe you're on a running journey. Maybe you're on a health and wellness journey. Maybe you're on a journey of rediscovering who you are as a person. Wherever you're at, I know that this year could have been hard for you, but I also know that next year can be better. Maybe this year was awesome for you and you're getting nervous. You're just like, I don't know if next year can top it. It can. I think that it can. Guys, I want to thank you so much for listening to this episode. Please, 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 if you are loving this, will you do me a favor? Will you drop me a message on Instagram or Twitter or Facebook? Send me an email. I want to know which of these was the one that you needed to hear. Which one was the one that hit your heart and hit your head and you're like, I need that, Monica. Thank you. I want to have a personal conversation with you because living this teacher life is a personal thing. Be sure to hit subscribe so you are ready to go for the last tips of this 13.1 series. I want to thank you for listening this week, but most importantly, I want to thank you for living this teacher life.